We now come around the Lord's table. And as we come, I just want to say thank you to Bill Allen, who has prepared our prayers for this communion service. My prayer is that as we participate together in this meal, that you will have a sense of God's presence with you as we remember his death and resurrection in bread and in the cup. This is the place where God promises to meet with each one of us in a special way. And so as we come, I just want us to have a moment of silence, to be quiet, to prepare our hearts and our minds as we come around the Lord's table. Corinthians 10 says this: "The cup of blessing that we bless, is it not a sharing in the blood of Christ? The bread we break, is it not a sharing in the body of Christ? Because there is one bread, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one bread." It's not me who welcomes each one of us around this table. This simple meal was initiated by Jesus himself. And this table is the table not of the church, but the table of the Lord. It is made ready for those who love Jesus and those who want to love him more. So come, you who have much and you who have little. Come if your faith is strong, or if in these days you feel your faith is weak. Come, you who have been here often, and you who have not been here for a long while. Come, you who have tried to follow Jesus, and you who feel that you failed. Come, because it is the Lord who invites you. It is the Lord's will that those who want should meet him here around this table. And as we come, we remember that we have failed the Lord in thought and word and deed, in those things which we've done and those things which we haven't done. And so in a moment of quiet, let's confess our sin to God, remembering that God offers forgiveness to those who confess before him. Merciful One, forgive us our sins and strengthen us to truly be faithful followers of you. And hear these words of promise, that God hears the confession of our hearts and of our lips. So receive God's forgiveness through Jesus, and in hope, be empowered to live a new life, determined to love and to serve Jesus as Lord and Saviour. Amen. So I receive from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus Christ, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and he said, "This is my body, broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And in the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood. Do this, whenever you drink it, in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Let's pray together. O God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this bread and wine, which speaks to us of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ for us and our salvation, and the unity that we have in him as members of his body, the church. In the unusual isolation through which we are living, our communion today reminds us that even though we must be apart from one another and cannot worship together, we remain one and united in Christ Jesus. Scripture reminds us that there is nothing, no circumstance, no experience, no trial or tribulation, nothing in all creation that can separate us from your love, which is ours in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Therefore, we offer you our humble thanks for the grace and mercy offered to us here today. And we ask that sharing together in this bread and wine in this way will strengthen our faith for the living of these difficult days. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour, we pray. Amen. And so take, eat, Jesus says, this is my body, broken for you. I want to encourage each one of us to break and to eat bread or whatever else we have, and to remember that Jesus died for each one of us, his body broken so that we might know his grace, mercy and healing in our lives. Eat and remember. And now take and drink. This is my blood shed for you. Each of us drink of the cup and remember that Christ's blood was shed for us, and that one day Jesus will come again. Amen. Let's come now to prayers of intercession. As we come to our prayers of intercession, we are reminded that our Lord invited us to love your neighbour as yourself. Lord Jesus Christ, your definition of our neighbour stretches far beyond the limits of our understanding, as does your love. And so we pray for ourselves and our church. And Lord, we come to you with the concerns we bear for our families near and far. And we pray that you would keep our loved ones safe during these difficult days, and be especially near to any who are in need. Even though our church building is closed, keep us open to the needs of our brothers and sisters in Christ, with whom we worship week by week. We stop and pray particularly for those who are in care homes and unable to be visited by loved ones. We pray for Cliff and Joyce Wilson, for George Mulholland and Alice Mason. We think too of those who are vulnerable and are struggling with social isolation and being separated from loved ones. And we also pray for Andrew in Afghanistan. We prayed for him as he went out to Afghanistan at our last communion service. And we pray for Afghanistan as they too struggle with COVID-19. But we ask particularly for your protection and sustaining power for Andrew, and to help him to be the peace of Christ to those that he meets in that place. And in this moment of silence, we lift to you those that we know. Those who need to know the peace of the Lord Jesus Christ in their life and in their situation right now. We ask that you would meet them where they are and meet us in your love and according to our need. Lord, we pray too for our town. We come to you with the concerns we have for our town. We thank you for those who are involved in maintaining and sustaining the health of all of us through the work of the NHS, in our medical centres, surgeries and hospitals. We pray for the new field hospital that will be opened in the conference centre. But we pray that you would keep doctors and nurses safe as they seek to keep us safe through their work. We pray for the families of those doctors and nurses who have died helping others this week. And we pray too for the town's churches, that through many creative ways, the love of God in Jesus Christ may continue to shine out. And we pray too for the people who are continuing to provide essential services for us every day. We thank you for the police who are keeping us safe, for the bin men who keep clear up our rubbish, for the supermarket workers who keep us fed and watered. And we pray for shopkeepers, for business people, and for all others who are seeing their livelihoods disappear with the closures and limitations placed upon them. Lord, we particularly pray for those who in economic terms face an uncertain future. And lastly, Lord, we pray for our nation. Lord, we offer prayers for those who are responsible for leading us through this crisis. We think of the government, chief medical and scientific officers, seeking to bring us safely through it. May our politicians find a unity of purpose and a determination to put the good and the health of the people before all else. And we thank you that behind our leaders stands the Queen, whose faith and trust in God is a blessing for us all. And Lord, we pray for her broadcast tonight. And we pray for all of our fellow citizens who are suffering the loss of loved ones during this time, and ask that the divine comfort and grace may be granted to them in their sorrow. It was Martin Luther King who once said, "Unearned suffering, may it serve to transform the social situation." Finally, Lord, we ask that the world may emerge from this experience a better, stronger, more caring and loving place for all peoples. These things we ask in and through the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour, in whose name we pray. Amen. And so, as we end our communion service, I want to pray a blessing of peace over those we know and love, both within the church, within our families, friends, and neighbourhoods around us. And it's the priest of the words from Hebrews chapter 13, the end of Hebrews. May the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the people, may he equip you with every good for doing his will, and may he work in us what is pleasing to him, through Jesus Christ, to whom all glory be given for ever and ever. Amen. And lastly, I'd encourage each one of us to go back to the order of service and finish our time together with that great hymn, "When I Survey the Wondrous Cross." There's a link on the order of service. And so I pray God's blessing of peace upon each of us as we go into this week. In Jesus' name, Amen.